What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man.
Marchin Rizzo's back, people, by popular demand. They want to know why his fingers always smell like cheeseburger from McDonald's.
He's eating a lot of hamburgers, dude.
His dogs love him, eh? His dogs love cheeseburgers. Lisa Esparza right here. Aww. On the wheel of the steels. Over there, Emma, people. Shout out to Emma right there, man. Emma. Doing everything. Emma. We have our guest Eleanor here, all the way from the comedy store. We go way back.
Way back.
What's up, bro, with all these nationals winning the pennant, all this homoerotic celebration, bro. Motherfucker putting the champagne bottle in their penis and squirting their friends in the face, dog. And then they're fucking squirting each other more. And somebody's talking and somebody gets right on top, bro, and starts squirting them more. They start humping each other, bro. Really, bro? That's the way we're fucking celebrating now, bro. Everybody fucking humping each other. If that's the case, bro, you know what? I'm glad the Dodgers lost. With fucking honor, bro.
Honor, you know what? No champagne.
They want no champagne.
Honor.
No pumping. No.
Piss on.
No humping each other.
Yeah. They would have been doing
nobody
that.
Nobody was dry humping each other.
They would have done that. Kike would have been twerking.
Man,
you know?
Yes. When I was a little kid, man.
Would have been twerking.
When I was a kid, people would celebrate like that too, man. But there were no cameras. There was no fucking people wearing goggles so they won't go blind.
Yeah, I know. That's
fucking pussies. Sponsored by Oakley. Motherfucker wearing ponchos and shit so they won't get wet. Dude, when I was a kid, when the Dodgers won the World Series in 1988, fucking whatever that guy is from fucking HBO, he was there interviewing everybody.
Brian Gumbel?
Brian Gumbel, they were fucking squirting him with fucking champagne, fucking beers, bro. They were drinking beers, bro.
Budweiser.
Sure.
And let me tell you, man, everybody was already fucked up. Fucking Tommy Lasorda was throwing up on a bucket, bro.
Really?
He was passed out, bro. Like he was.
Are you serious?
Tommy Lasorda was drunk. Tommy Lasorda was drunk to the whole World Series, bro. They wrote Weekend at Bernie's because of him, bro. Because he was just drunk.
Inspired.
It was glass bottles, man, too.
There was only one reporter, two reporters, and they will walk into the winners and fucking they get all wet with champagne. Oh, man, what's it like to be a winner? They say,
very slippery.
What was it like, bro? Who you want to thank? Oh, man, God brought us here. I'm so fucking happy, man. Yeah. You know, and then after that, bro, now let's go over there to the Yankees. You know, they lost, right?
Yeah.
And they have to go over there all wet, bro.
The walk of shame.
Like smelling like champagne.
Yeah.
Like they're wet, bro. They're buzzed. And now they got to talk to the Yankees, bro, about how that terrible loss. See, that was back then, bro. It was tough. But now they have two reporters. They got one over there with a sad one, losers, the Dodgers.
Sad
and then the homoerotic guy that was squirting each other in the face.
Yeah, the Dodgers had a Kleenex party.
Right. That was sad. That was painful.
That hurt, huh?
Yeah, it was super painful.
You were at that game?
Yeah, it was a repeat.
Oh, did you go to the game?
Yeah, it was like a funeral there that night.
I was furious. I mean, I wasn't rooting for the Dodgers, but I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I was watching. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you got that rooter Philly heart.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, just the hate. The hate lives in my heart, yeah. My nephew plays for the Twins. So.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he's in their farm system, but he's been in there for like 3 years now. So hopefully he'll come up. He'll win. He'll be homo and out.
Hell yeah.
Shit. Throw tickets right there watching it go down.
I wouldn't give a shit.
Today, if you're watching this live, you know that the Astros are going to play the Yankees today.
Yeah.
And I think the Yankees are going to not go anywhere because they got Spike Lee and Nick Turturro cursing them over there in the front row.
Nick Turturro.
Oh, dude.
Nick's crazy.
You know, let me tell you, man, the Yankees are going to win if Nick Turturro stays at home and watches on television.
That's the same thing people say about you.
When Nick Turturro watches it on television, they win, bro.
I'm going to show up at his house.
You're there with Wesley Snipes, bro. They're going over scripts.
Do the right thing, too?
Put me in the movie. Come on. Put me in the movie. Hey, put me in the movie.
I'll be my brother's little brother.
Put me in the movie. Come on, put me in the movie.
I'll be my brother's little brother.
Shout out to Nick Turturro and his hat. We got Martin Rizzo over here, bro. He hates sports.
No.
Hate sports?
No, I don't like sports. No, I mean, I do like sports.
What the fuck?
I lived by Dodger Stadium for 2 years. That was
it
crazy.
It sucked, huh?
Yeah, dude. They would sue my parking.
Area. They wouldn't let you in, huh?
Dude, yeah.
I'm a bad boy.
I lived a block away from it, and like during the games, they would just park in my parking spot. It was that bad.
Yeah, they don't care. I'm same thing with Philly. Like when the Eagles play, my mom's neighborhood, they try to steal our parking. We just steal their cars while they do it. It's like, go ahead.
I almost charge people for parking.
Do they charge overcharge people for parking in neighborhood too?
Yeah, and you know what we used to do when we were kids? This was something stupid, but like there was a public school and it had an empty schoolyard, so we would charge them to park in there.
Yeah. Put on a little
they
vest.
They caught on.
Bro,
not vest, not vest.
We were in Philadelphia, bro.
Yeah, dude.
We were there like almost the same time. We nearly called you guys.
We did Helium, right?
Yeah. Man.
It was cool. Where did we hang out? I forgot.
You didn't come to my neighborhood, but
no,
you were out.
Pretty much just around where the
Center
club was.
Center City, right.
And we went to the park, and we went down to the Bell one day, and that was it real quick.
The Bell.
Right? Bell. Her American roots.
The Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah, that little dog park, little tiny park.
And then what, at Veg City Grill? Three times.
That's did you it. Eat good? Did you eat some
hell
good
yeah, man.
Shit?
We
did you
to
go
a,
to the Reading Terminal?
No, we went no, to we a place called Hip City Veg, and it had like vegan chicken sandwiches.
What are you gay?
That had
homemade
really
erotic food.
A vegan a Philly cheesesteak.
Is that what the Nationals were eating?
Yeah, vegan cheesesteak.
What are you saying?
Hey, get
it's
it.
Philadelphia. You're supposed to just
that's Philadelphia, right? I'm confused with DC. A
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, what?
Which I ate the
no,
same thing.
Philly, yeah.
Oh my god!
I ate the same thing over there.
Have you been vegan?
Since 2011.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
Well, because cheesesteaks and like the Knicks in the Reading Terminal is so good. Like roast pork with broccoli rabe.
That's where you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in Center City. Otherwise, you'd have to come down to our neighborhood or just venture out. And that's
everybody saw Philly cheesesteak. Not just those two guys.
They make them vegan now, too, though, because my niece is vegan on and off.
Yeah, that's what they have.
That's what Rodrigo had.
Yeah, the Veg City Grill. No, Hip City Veg.
Hip City.
Those really
are you
good?
Vegan too?
No.
Oh, just
I mean,
when
yeah.
you're on the road with him, you're like.
But I've been eating less meat for the last 10 years. Not as much.
That's
you know?
Good.
I've cut down for about 40%, you know, opposed to like everything meat, you know.
When I go to Philly, though, I do notice I eat a lot more like red meat. Like every meal has like bacon or something. You're like, oh, shit.
Very hearty food out there.
Yeah, meatballs. And you're just like I leave, I have to detox for like 2 months.
That's where you grew up in Philly?
South Philly, yeah.
South Philly,
you like
bro.
That South nice. Philly. Like, I got to throw up my side to one, huh?
Jamal Dolman is from South Philly, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Jamal
well.
Dolman is from South Philly. Oh,
who is he?
He has the Dope Dealer podcast with Toby Hicks, black comedian. Jamal
oh,
Dolman.
Yeah, I know Toby. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, him and Jamal have a podcast. Shout out to Toby Hicks on his birthday.
What up, Toby?
He's available this Saturday if anybody needs him.
I saw that post.
Book Toby Hicks now.
He was canceled.
Why'd he get canceled? Say something bad?
I don't know. He just said, due to situations out of my control.
No, you know how it is, man.
Oh, shit. We're in the cancel culture.
You know, yeah.
No, man. He got canceled by Dave Tribble. No. You know, he had a gig. Fuck, Doug James. He had a gig and it fell apart. Bob Brickell. No, he had a gig and it fell apart, so he's open now.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That happened to you?
A million times.
Happened to all the best of us.
Yeah.
A million times.
Man. But sometimes, man, if you're lucky, they cancel the show and they send you the whole money still.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That happens to me.
That happens to you?
One time. It was a guy named Mark Babbitt.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
out
yeah.
of Texas. He used to be the manager of the Laptop.
I remember him. I only remember his name because of Freddie Soto.
Yeah, and Joe Diaz did. The first time I heard of him, because Willie Barcella was working with Mark Babbitt and Freddie Soto and Joe Diaz, and Joe Diaz, when he came back and said, yeah, bro, he was all over the owner, bro, that guy. He was calling him, he was a legend.
Oh. Bro, you're a fucking legend, Mark Babbitt.
Mark Babbitt, you're a fucking legend.
If it wasn't for you, Houston would have never done what it did.
Good Diaz.
Man.
Did you start off comedy here in Los Angeles or in Philadelphia?
I started in L.A. I started at the Comedy Store, which is weird, after waiting tables for like 12 years.
At the Comedy Store?
You were waiting tables with Terry, right?
Terry Clark, yeah, sure. That was my waitress, yeah. I was Mitzi's personal assistant for years. I never was interested in comedy, but Freddie was my best friend, Freddie Soto. And when Freddie passed away, it fucked me up. it just changes your life. You start thinking like, what are you doing? But every day Freddie would be like, you should be doing stand-up. You're an idiot. Do stand-up.
You were always talking shit to people.
Always. Holding court in the kitchen at the store. Shutting people down. If people like a lot of times, like I just saw Ari Shaffir up there. Ari would fuck with my waitresses and I would just go in and school him while he was on stage. And And the audience would be like, who is that?
Talking shit back.
Yeah, I'd be like, just some crazy angry waitress. Leave her alone. Leave my waitresses alone. Because I would stand up for them. Sometimes they would call me Norma Rae. Oh, no, I look like that? All right. shit. Sometimes you catch a glimpse. You're like, is that Caitlin? No. Damn. Okay. Don't look. Let me tuck my dick. No. But yeah, so after Freddie passed, it was just like, this is your life. And at the time, I was engaged to Dice. So
My lovely Illinois.
My second ex-fiance. Man. He hates when I say that, but fuck him. But yeah, so I broke up with Dice. Everything just got weird for me.
Where's the diamond?
I gave it back. I gave it back to him. He goes, no, you keep it. I go, thanks. Thanks for the memories, buddy.
You still have it?
No, I sold it. Oh, fuck it. I'm a hood rat.
Give it to wheels.
when you broke up with him, or when you guys broke up, were you still waiting tables? You hadn't started comedy yet?
No, I quit. I had quit the comedy store. I was going to move to New York. And I remember Freddie and Corey were pissed, like, don't move to New York, you know. And so I was moving to New York, and Andrew and I had broken up. Then we got back together right before I was leaving. He proposed, and I was like, fuck. He proposed at the Comedy Store. It was so bad. Like, I had a full room. In the belly room. It was packed. And I had just put all the drinks down. And I went downstairs to pick up a Corona to bring upstairs. And he asked me in the kitchen. I go, I got to bring this Corona out.
Wheels, document this already. Wheels.
He did get Wheels to ask me out in the beginning. And I was so pissed.
He's all mafia style, huh?
Fuck yeah. I was like, You know who you're talking to?
You want me to go talk to that girl for you? Hey, I told you. Who's signing checks here? Go do it.
You could do Wheels? Let me hear Wheels.
Oh, Felipe Esparza, the guy that never returns my phone calls. That's what we always say. He's all suffer. Oh, yeah, I called you last week, by the way.
Yeah.
You shifty motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm responsible for your career. Why don't you call me back?
I've heard him say that before.
A million people. I'm like, no, you're not. You're totally not responsible for anybody's career. Right.
Like, well, buy real estate in Las Vegas?
Yeah. No, I live in Florida now. We torture Wheels. Yeah, it's a sin. But I love Wheels, but he's Wheels, you know? And when he came to me and he was like, Dice wants to take you on a date, I'm like, go fuck yourself and tell him the same fucking thing.
Go fuck yourself. Because
don't come at me like that. Like, what are you talking about?
What is fucking raging bull?
Yeah. Well, if you're a man, talk to me, you know? And Wheels is like, oh, you know, just respect.
She was Joe Pesci and Raging Bull.
Yeah.
I'll tell you here about my car.
Let me touch that little finger on
I grew up mafia too, bitch. Hey, I'll smack the shit out of you.
For Fairly, I want to talk to you.
He's still not over that. I keep telling him.
The brain smashes here.
I should have been a part two on that one, bro.
I saw Fort Fairlane when I was a kid. Well,
you
I was
watched
15,
it?
15.
Fuck, a badass movie, man.
I paid my own money to see that movie probably 8 or 9 times in the theater.
Wow.
I was obsessed with that movie.
Dude, that's amazing.
I loved that movie. I don't know why.
We were at the theater, and people in line were doing the whole Dice thing. Like,
really?
I was in the theater alone.
Because it was only one weekend.
That was it. And then they
one weekend, and then the gay mafia got them. And they pulled them out. Yeah.
And wasn't it like Gloria Allred saying, oh, yeah, it's H clothing comedy.
She would be amazing. But the big wigs in Hollywood were the ones that were like, hey, because other studios were like, we're not working with you if you don't pull this film. He's a gay basher. Nothing to do with women.
Back then in the it was still that woke back
because
then.
Because he said in the movie or because he said off stage?
Both, a little bit of both.
Or in the movie, huh?
I don't know. Yeah. Was that woke back then? Like that?
Yeah, bad.
Oh, it was horrible,
I like that you call it woke. I'd like to beat the shit out of you.
I don't know how to progressive. I don't know how to say.
Such a millennial.
Aware.
Disgusting.
Aware. I don't know if people were so self-aware.
Well, they were just like looking to hurt him, so they basically left him for dead. Like Hollywood just turned their back on him. No studio would work with him because David Geffen was like, if you work with him, we're not working with him. You know, they were all going against him. They had no choice. These were the guys that ran Hollywood.
Because I always hear that, like, you know, oh, it was back then. You know, you could say stuff like, you know what, Dice was saying back in the 80s. But I heard that people were still...
He was the catalyst. Like, they were like,
people
he's
were
the
so
problem.
Mad. Yeah,
he was a whipping boy for everybody.
Yeah. Did you watch a documentary on Netflix, the hip-hop It's called the, I forget exactly what it's called, but it's basically like how hip hop started.
Evolution of hip hop.
Evolution of hip hop. Yeah, yeah. Why couldn't I think evolution? My brain is dead. Anyway, no. I haven't evolved yet. So. But the evolution of hip hop, they were talking about Two Live Crew and they were comparing them to Dice. And I was like, ooh, wait, what? But okay. But yeah, it's true. It was like all those Richard Pryor, they would say it, and Two Live Crew came out and they got like, they also were big catalysts for that, getting in trouble for speaking, you know, freedom of speech, basically.
Because I always hear people say, oh, if Married Children came out today, people will go crazy. But I hear that people are going mad about it back then. Yeah.
You just, we don't hear, you didn't hear it as much back then.
It wasn't. People
it was more hush-hush. Yeah. It just went away. And then the general public would be like, hey, what happened to you? And you're like, what do you mean, what happened? You didn't feel that? Like, but they didn't know. Now they're like, oh, I know what happened to him. I saw it because he did a live stream of it or whomever. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean?
Let me play it for you now.
Yeah, they document it.
Or, this is what they did to me.
Or people are voicing their opinions on the internet. Not like back then. People send letters, you know? You
could continue the argument or the controversy for years.
Yeah.
That's funny you said letters. My favorite thing at the Comedy Store to do was we have a giant file cabinet.
Or
we
mail? Had.
No, of hate mail
for
Paul Mooney.
Shit.
And how racist he is. And it literally was like filled. And I was like, Paul, you need to publish this. Like, we would have to keep it aside because it took every drawer.
Did he read them?
No.
Did you read them, Paul Mooney?
I did.
I just had my L's read them. That's all I motherfucking need.
Oh, the white lady is the trying lady to bring me down.
With those white little hands and that white little face. Those white little lips. And those
just
white
cash
eyes.
My check, bitch. That's how he would talk. I love Paul Mooney.
Bring that bag.
I went up to him one time at Laugh Factory when I worked at Laugh Factory. All these people had left the show, like right in the middle of his set. They walked out.
Angry,
furious. Yeah, they were rollovers from the 10 o'clock show, and it was like midnight, you know. He was just sitting there up on the stool, all quiet. But he said something. I can't even remember what his statement was. And when he came off stage, I said, you know, you were right. That makes a lot of sense. And he said, at least one of you was listening. He was just talking about, I don't know, man. He's on another trip.
You remember when we went to the Comedy Store the day after the day of 9/11 that night?
Oh, you remember what the marquee said?
I don't remember what the marquee said.
Wow. That's what she put on the marquee. I was like, man, I can't put wow. She goes, just put it up there. Just wow. I go, that we're being attacked on American soil. She's like, yeah, wow. If I could said wow.
It was bitching because Paul Mooney was on stage and he said,
of course,
the entire time you guys were worried about, and I'm quoting here, folks, the land niggas. When you should have been worried about the sand niggas. And all these fools.
I remember it clearly.
Running out, dude.
They left?
No, running out. I couldn't believe what he said. Like,
so happy, like Def Jammy.
Yeah, because a lot of brothers don't really go on the comic stores on those nights, but they were a lot of them were there.
Well, we were the only ones open.
Right, that's another thing, too.
Mitchie was like, bring it on.
Fell out, dude. I remember, and we were outside, and I was all like peeking through the little steps right there.
Yeah.
He's all wearing white with the little boots all done up all New York style.
One of my favorite. Him and Holtzman would always, like, whatever tragedy, they would just take it and run with it. Like during the Oklahoma City bombings, Holtzman was like, yeah, they said some kids got killed. Yeah, well, they were bad kids. They didn't put the head down during nap time. Okay? they were drinking the chemicals under the sink. I'm like, what? That's. People were freaking out. Like, you can't talk like that.
Comedy, dog.
Holtzman's the best. But that's the beauty of the store, which I always loved. It's like Mitzi would put these crazies on that no one liked.
Yeah, people like the professor guy. What was his name?
Robert Abadiah.
Oh, Robert Aprovia. Right. Robert William Aprovia.
Robert William Aprovia.
Yeah, every night he was. Like when Robin Williams came back, he was like, oh my God, that guy's still here. He thought he was seeing things. He started freaking out. He was like, no, that guy can't still be here. And then just the other night, Damon Wayans was like, hey, does that Robert William Aprovia still come here? And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you remember him. But yes, every Monday. But Mitzi used to give him bus fare because she felt bad. Because he was like a really big lawyer or something. And he had like a breakdown.
A meltdown, right?
Yeah, and just lost it.
Wow.
All he obsessed over was Johnny Carson. That he wanted to replace him, like
it's
he won't.
Joker.
Yeah, it's crazy. Ooh, yeah.
Is, don't right? give him a gun.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
He calls Don Barris a Nazi like every night. Wow, like, that's not good. Do you remember him?
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, he had like napkins in his collar.
Yeah, everything. The bags everywhere
there,
to protect himself
one
for what?
He was afraid of the universe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was there one night when the Dice Man and some wheels and some guy wear sweats brought his dog in. I forgot his name. The Todd.
Bark dog.
They put all the chairs in front of him so he won't be able to get off the stage.
Oh, my God.
They were fucking with him.
Todd would wear sweatpants and a suit jacket. And you're like, why? No. Mm-mm. Like, we can't just, we can see your bottom when you're on stage.
What's going on here,
bro? Todd was the greatest. I had to babysit his dog one night. He was on stage. He's like, hey, can you watch the dog? I'm like, fine. The Todd, because he had that dog. He always brought, Bark Dog was his name.
Yeah, so
I had to go to the bathroom, and I went into the main room to use the bathroom. It was closed, naturally, because back then it was, like, dead. Right. And I went in the main room. The dog went in with me, and she was like, and freaked out, ran all the way down Sunset. I had to chase it. It was some kind of ghost or something that spooked it out.
Yeah, a lot of people ask about the haunting. Comedy Store and the haunting of it. So the dog got spooked right in that room,
freaked the fuck out.
Really?
And I was like, oh, my God, I just lost Todd's dog. And I'm yelling down the street, like, Bark Dog. And they're like, you can't yell commands at it. And I'm like, no, that's its name, Bark Dog. I'm just trying to get it back.
I was there when I went to go up, and it was like 1:30, and I went up. It was like the Sunday potluck when they put your name in a little little pickle jar.
Oh, yeah.
And
pickle jar.
That dude was there, Todd. And,
was he the host?
I think so. And it was late, dude. It was really late. And I remember going home and falling asleep. I think it was 1994, and then the fucking Norse earthquake.
Oh, shit.
You're absolutely right. And you know who closed out that night? Ooh. Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
And I was pissed because when I went home, he was on HBO, his half hour. And I was like, this guy's haunting me. And I finally fell asleep, and then it woke me up.
We were everybody on the stage was talking about how creepy the night was.
Yeah.
Somebody said something's going to happen.
Like a weird vibe?
Yeah.
The weirdest
the comics, the last four or five comics.
And Eddie Griffin was in the main room. Yeah. I remember I didn't get home until about 3:30. Like, and then that's what I'm saying. I fell asleep watching Carlos, and then it fucking hit.
It was CSUN earthquake or Big Bear, one of those.
CSUN. Northridge, yeah.
Northridge,
yeah.
No, I never heard of Northridge until that day.
Me neither. And I was living in fucking Atwater.
And you grew
Atwater.
Up here.
I was like, where's Northridge?
Oh, that's where my ex is from. Atwater right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like Atwater. That's a nice area.
It's a cute little.
It was rocking, and then everybody after that, the next we had earthquake jokes.
Mooney with the glass, remember? He would take his Hennessy glass, a cognac glass, and just like him.
Oh, you were rocked, huh? Very rocked.
Yeah, my ex grew up in Atwater, and everybody's like, oh, is he one of those gentrifiers? I'm like, no. He's old school. Everyone hates him. Because he didn't, like, fix up his house, you know? He just left it.
I was living at Atwater back in the days, man. I remember looking
old school.
Old school, man. When there was still, they're already, say, transvestites living there. A lot of transgender ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of my house. Because I lived right there. My single there, I was living with my son's mom. And my son, it was a studio. But then we moved across the street to the one bedroom. But by the liquor store, I saw a transgender man get purse snatched. She was crossing the street, and then somebody pulled over, got off, and took the purse and ran.
Well, got back in the
Desgraciado! Perro! Maldito!
And my mom got robbed like that too, man.
And my neighbor was dying of AIDS, bro. And he was eating just baby foods. And he knew he was going to leave. He gave me all the baby food for Philip.
Oh, shit.
We were like his only friend, bro. That fool died alone, dog. Like, we were the only friends. And he had a young boyfriend, but they would always fight, you know, a lot of drama. But then he left. But there were a lot of gay people who lived in that area.
In that neighborhood.
When I was living there.
In the 90s.
Yeah, they were all dying, dude. It was sad.
Yeah, that movie, Silver Lake Life.
Couple. It was sad.
That was what, same era?
Yeah.
Like 92, right?
94, 92, yeah.
That was just you and the Beastie Boys living right there.
Yeah, because they recorded right
there. Yeah, that's their studio. You know what's up.
G-Sun Studios.
Sure. That's right on the corner where my ex lived. So he'd be like, hey, this, I'm like, all right, calm down. You didn't meet
the weird. Is that where you live, by Sizzler?
Yes. No, I don't. But
he lived there?
Around there, yeah.
Because there's out there on that water on Brunswick, there's two homes that look like, they look like bedrock. They're like bedrock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they look like
Flintstone houses. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. No, I think I know that was how, I know what you're talking about. That's funny. But his is just like, you know, everybody else, like, built up on it, like, bought the property cheap and built up, you know. But he's old school, like, still fighting with Frogtown and shit, like just dumb shit. I'm like, hey man, you gotta grow up a little bit. Like,
there was a guy that was living there when I was living there, but he's now, you know, he's in prison doing multiple life sentences.
Oh shit! Yeah.
They call him the Atwater Monster.
What?
And that guy was like,
that's my boyfriend.
He was half Irish, half Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Half Irish, half Mexican, bro.
That's a double negative.
And then, I don't know, you remember that studio got robbed and someone was killed at that studio?
I only heard the story. Yeah, I never
It was
heard,
that.
Yeah.
It was him? It was him.
Oh, shit.
And he was from that gang in Atwater, bro. He was a beast.
Yeah. What's the name of the gang?
Was it Tunerville? No.
Yes. There you go.
Tunerville.
Yeah.
Tunerville.
Because that was the, those were the housing for the Warner Brothers.
They were from Atwater Rascals or Atwater somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that called Tunerville? Because that's where Tunerville. People lived. Yeah, that's worked where he's at from. Warner Brothers.
Like
right?
Looney Tunes or
the
something?
The animators for Looney Tunes.
That's insane. Yeah, there's some dangerous, like.
Those are some dangerous areas over there, bro.
Pockets. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Like I mean, I like it though. I like Atwater. I like that element of it more. Like it made me feel more comfortable. Like, Hollywood sucks. Like, it's too bougie and it's too transient.
So how's Hollywood treating you these days?
It's awful. They closed Highland today, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, they closed our exit in Burbank too.
Yeah, kill everybody. Honest to God, I get.
They closed Highland. Why construction or a
probably
shootout?
Stupid Jimmy
Kimmel. Kevin Hart fell out.
Premiere. Probably Jimmy Kimmel is having a concert. Kevin Hart twisted his ankle. Just pick on everybody from Philly. I like it. He's a North Philly kid. Yeah, I don't know. They do that. They close freeways. Like I remember driving home from La Jolla one night. They're like, "Oh, the 10's closed." I'm like, "You can't just close it."
That's what happened.
But
other
they
day
do
when we came home
out
from...
here. I lose my shit, man. I have no patience because in Philadelphia they'll drive through construction. They don't even.
I hear it's like a federal crime.
Yeah. You get more points. Oh, in Riverside.
We left Riverside the other day. They had closed the 60. On ramp.
Oh,
right?
That's bad.
Like to get onto the 60 from, and we had to go all the way over and like catch. So I forget where we went, but we ended up on the 10. We had to drive locally and go get on the 10.
So gross,
it was
right?
Crazy, yeah.
Like we had to drive locally.
We're in bad neighborhood.
Shitty
bro.
Riverside.
I saw like four Yum Yum donuts.
Yeah, but right there, that's off the La Cadena right there.
That's when you stop, right? You can't eat Yum Yum donuts. Do you eat vegan donuts?
Yeah, man.
Yo, they're good.
Shout out to Ondas again in Silma.
No, donuts.
Donuts.
Is that a call?
That'll be good, huh? La Onda donuts?
La Onda.
Yeah, you can open it up.
I had voodoo donuts in Portland a couple weeks ago. Damn, good.
I like those, but I don't like the ones with like cereal on top and stuff. Nah, it's a little much.
Yeah, I didn't do that,
cereal.
But it was like a little ghost, and it was black, and I ate the shit out of him.
We had one that was, that's at the other vegan place, the Donut Friend with the strawberry shortcake. It has good. That cream and
I had a donut
between.
That was peanut butter and jelly, and that shit was good.
My mom used to make donuts at home.
No, what is she, a magician?
You fry them on the pan.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what.
You're making that shit up.
They used to call her La Doña Dona.
La Doña Dona.
She used to fry them in the pan.
La Doña.
Because I was upset.
She's a wizard? I don't understand.
She used to fry them in the
you
pan.
You got to make cookies. Don't lie, bro. Keebler House, bro.
Yeah.
People fry them in the pan, the donuts.
What kind of, she made it a Bisquick?
I think it was Bisquick, and then like she put it was
ghetto.
All sugar,
ghetto,
like sugar donuts.
She
yeah,
she didn't make donuts, bro. She made churros, bro. She made flat churros, bro. She made cronuts.
Oh, but before
those
there,
are bomb, though,
yeah, those are bomb.
Dude, they're good because they're fucking greasy with full of sugar, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's just pure sugar.
So your mom
will
get like the little Bisquick, the little round one?
Yeah, I think she got harina, like regular flour, and then just like make the donuts and fry them.
Wonder Bread donuts, right?
Wonder Bread donuts.
I was obsessed with donuts because my dad used to always give me Winchell's donuts.
Once a year?
No, dude, this is crazy.
Visit with your dad?
I tell people the story.
Tell us.
Yeah,
so they used to meet up like right there in like mid-city, my mom and my dad, because he would give her like the child support.
That's where the transfer happened?
Yeah, the transfer.
Mid-city, what street?
Fuck, it was somewhere.
There's a bunch of streets going this
way. With those big Victorian houses.
Okay, I know that is.
But I remember fucking... They would leave me and my mom and my dad's truck. They would give me like a bag of donuts, and they would go into my mom's car. And I remember like seeing them like doing.
You stupid!
Yeah.
I
swear
you.
To God, for man. Real? Yeah, yeah, they would do their stuff because they didn't have
another one.
So that
one
child
of
support
you?
Was like transactional, probably.
And he had to supplement the fucking child yeah. support.
Did he have another family at the time?
Was he trying to get a discount?
I think so. Yeah,
he's making donuts.
Oh,
but.
So you were in a car by yourself eating donuts?
Yeah,
I was just
I didn't know what they were doing. I just thought they were just, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Let me show you how to make the donut hole.
But I was, I was the first family, and then I somehow became the side family. He had like a second family. I got demoted or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
None of the family grew up with cable, huh?
So this was once a year?
Regularly? It was once a month they would meet up.
Once a month.
Every
time did they do something like
it
that?
It was, I remember only like a couple of times. I remember one time we went to like a motel. I remember I was a little kid, and I remember like
put me in the closet.
Shut up!
Eat the donut, you little pussy.
Wait, little earplugs, huh?
They tie me up to the vending machine with a bunch of quarters.
Go play games, buddy.
I remember I would cry every time they would turn off the TV, and my dad was getting mad because like, he was trying to fuck my mom. And I'm like, I'm gonna watch TV, and they turn it on, and after a while they turn it off, and I cry again because I want to watch TV. Yeah.
That's a sin.
Sex TV, baby, huh?
But they're still doing their little stuff.
I don't think I trust people that parents didn't split up. Are your parents all split up?
My parents split up.
Yeah. Your parents are together.
Oh, that's why. I felt something weird right here.
No, his parents are split up, but they deny it, right? Your mom denies that they're split up.
Wait, what?
They're split up, but his mom, like refuses a divorce.
Nobody's
because they're Catholic.
Nobody's
so. Oh, yeah, we're no too. Yeah.
But they've been separated.
She wants to get
years.
That social security check when dies.
She does, bro.
Hey, my mom was taking my dad's social security, and they were split up for years. My mom had 10 kids, and my dad left when I was like 7.
She deserves it.
Yes. Well, if he's not going to pull out, he's just got to leave at that point. But she couldn't afford a divorce, so she didn't get a divorce for years, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to take that social security, motherfucker.
That's what my mom thinks she is doing. And meanwhile, my dad's working under the table.
Oh, no.
There's no social security.
He's good for 600 bucks a month. Right?
30, my dad. He stinks. He's a typewriter.
My parents never got married. My parents were never married. And I remember when I was little, I thought that you had to be married to have kids. And my grandma told me, never got married. I was crying. What are you talking about? How did they have me?
They
didn't get married.
Your life. You don't exist.
Yeah. I don't get it. You're supposed to be married to have kids.
Are you Catholic? Are you guys
Catholic,
all
yeah.
Catholic?
Yeah.
No. Catholic. Yeah.
Practicing?
No.
Just asking.
I'm confirmed. No.
I did all of it. I had to stand for...
me too. Confirmed.
I had to stand for Freddie and Corey because neither one of them were confirmed and they wanted to get married in a Catholic church. So Freddie's like... And Johnny Sanchez. He's like, you're my godmother. I'm like, you're crazy. I'm not responsible for you. Like, because they weren't confirmed. So they needed somebody. Johnny was standing for his niece or something. And then Freddie and Corey needed to do the sacraments because they didn't do any of them. I think they only were both baptized.
Me and Lisa got married by a magician.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I'm not
Catholic.
That's
weird because they made Freddie disappear. That's fucked up.
Oh, shit.
I know. I was like, I'm not Catholic, and we're not getting married by a priest, and we never visited any priests. I don't think we're technically married in the eyes
but
of
you,
the Catholic
you,
Church.
Oh, the eyes of the Catholic
Church. You had a ponytail.
Church. Yeah. Well, you did just like Justice of the Peace or something?
No,
shit?
He was like a minister, but, you know, he was ordained, but... It wasn't a religious ceremony.
Did he get ordained or something online and he did it?
No, it was a real guy who practices magic at the Magic Castle.
Oh, really?
But he's also a minister on the side.
He was ordained at the Flappers.
He looked like what's his name from Penn and Teller.
Fair, yeah, I had to buy a drink.
A fairy tale wedding right there.
He had to work the phone for 8 hours. Right?
That's how it goes, yeah.
Do you know that Ari got married in the belly room?
Yeah.
Of the Comedy Store.
Ari who?
Ari Shaffir. I'm
got
sorry.
Got married?
Long time ago.
Oh. Wait,
and
like,
Mike Black married
in the belly room?
How crazy
that's so
is
grimy.
That? It's like the worst. I mean, that is set up for disaster.
You know what, Lessa?
Comedians are getting married at comedy clubs.
Yeah, Jamie kept telling us to get married at the Laugh Factory. I was like, I know what this place looks like with the lights on. That's
yeah,
gross.
You don't
know.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's like gum everywhere. There.
No, those are comics.
Gabriel Iglesias married Martin Moreno and his lady at the
Ice House,
bro.
We all know how that turned
out. Bob Fischer was the best man.
That's like TV shows when like the cast never leaves like the setting and they get married there, like at the office or something like that.
Totally,
it's ridiculous. So, how long have you guys been married?
This will be our fifth year of marriage. Right?
Yeah, 12, 13, 14.
Congrats.
Yeah.
12, 13, 14. I like
that's what you remember.
It's a good way to remember it. 12, 13,
we've been together, 14. Though, for this will be our 13th year together, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So, Martin looking for an apartment and shit. I sent you that video, bro, that one bedroom, one bath.
Oh, it was private, the thing. I got a.
Oh, shit.
Had the friend. Well,
it was somebody, what put do you a, mean? Somebody put a bunk bed on top of a bathtub.
What the
Yeah.
You know, like in a dorm, the desk is under the bed, but this is a bathtub underneath.
Oh, no.
Sounds like my mom's house. Yeah. That's crazy.
For real?
What brought you to LA?
Warrants in Philadelphia. No, kidding. I was getting a lot of trouble in Philly, like a lot of fighting. And then I moved out here, and they don't fight out here. It's a very strange town.
Only fight with. On
You're
the
not
computer.
Allowed to hit anybody. Yeah, they all have
that's
lawyers.
Lawsuit,
it's gross.
Really.
So, but no, I'm. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's so bad. But when I moved here, I wanted to be an actress, and it was like 1993, and. Looking for a job. The only job I got was at the Comedy Store. So I was like, oh, I'll just stay here. These guys seem fucked up like me. So I stayed there for 12 years. But I was trying to be an actress and then auditioning, getting nothing, getting engaged, ruining that, moving on. And then I became a wrestler.
Whoa. A wrestler.
I remember that.
No, I'm not that old, bitch.
Not glow.
wow, women of wrestling. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
I remember WOW.
It was in 2000. Yeah, I still do commentary for them. They're great. They're still on. They're on AXS TV now.
They're still on. Wow.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Dice was like, you just got to get on TV. You got one more thing, and then you're going to be huge. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And I go, you know I'm on TV every Friday night. He goes, what? Where? And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Where is this channel I hear of?
And then last night, he found it. And he goes, did you know WOW's back? And I'm like, you motherfucker.
I've been telling you.
Because I do commentary for them. Some of the girls still wrestle that I wrestle with, but I don't have the hips for that. Like, it'll just break.
Yeah.
You know, and they're my age. And I'm like, well, one girl, she's Colombian. Her name's Erica Porter. She's phenomenal. And she plays Jungle Girl, but she still flips around and shit. We're the same age. I'm like, God damn, girl.
Made out of steel.
Made out of something different. I'm Irish. We break immediately.
Yes,
right?
My hip is going as we speak.
Yeah, we rot from the inside out. Like, not good.
Sad.
Not good.
Yeah. I'm way too young for this hip to be going, but it's going.
Don't do it.
Hip hop parade.
I need to go to a acupuncturist or a Salvador to
Salvador,
fix my
yeah.
I have it's arthritis.
Get the stem cells.
The injection in there.
Yeah, killer.
Wow.
Just go to my doctor
everything.
And say get some stem cells.
No, if
this.
You're gonna go to El Salvador, then
a Salvador.
Oh, I thought you said
masseuse, but get in there and like you know,
like a masseuse slash chiropractor, body work person,
which
but see, I don't think it will help because it's my joints. It's
yeah,
my
Rogan,
bones.
But that's what he got.
Those joints,
the stem cells in his shoulder, and it's fine.
What?
But he went out of the country to do it.
Yeah, I had to do that with Mitzi too. Yeah, she got.
I think Martin got his done in TJ.
Really?
He says
that's what I'm saying.
The only
you can
thing
go.
They got that fixed his shoulder opposed to surgery
with stem cells.
That's
they just went to a doctor and said, hey,
well,
it's awesome.
It sucks that it's not legal here.
So, I got stem cells, Rasa.
But I heard like there's nothing but Europeans and Canadians right there at that office in TJ getting on. It's a medical tourism.
Absolutely, because you have to just cross
the medical tourism.
Like we went to the Dominican Republic, Mitzi and I, to do. She got stem cell injections, and it don't cure her disease, but it slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a little late. The first time she came back, she was great. The second time it was a little sluggish, but it was scary for me because it was like Weekend at Bernie's. You know, I'm like, if this bitch dies, you know, it's going to be bad.
How am
I going to prop her up for Paulie so he don't get mad at me, you know? Like, and
you
then
killed
we
killed my mom.
Yeah,
bro.
Right. Dude, what did you do? I'm like, no, Paulie. But I remember.
This is not cool.
Yeah, right. I remember she was like laying on the bed in this. abandoned hospital in Dominican Republic. I'd never been out of South Philly. I mean, I went to L.A., but, like, I'd never been out of the country. You know what I mean? So this was, like, crazy for me. And I'm sitting there signing a paper that says if she gets sick, they're not going to treat her in the United States. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm freaking out. And then the guy puts the injections in her, and she looks at me, and she's like, I hope that one had blonde hair and blue eyes. I was like, holy shit, bitch.
It's comedy, dog.
Like, people are like, oh, Mitzi's me. I'm like, Mitzi's hilarious. Like, you guys don't know her.
What year was this?
2001, somewhere around. No, it couldn't have been 2003, because I wasn't wrestling at that point. When I was wrestling and being her assistant, I would go to the house. I'd have, like, a black eye. I'd be all bandaged, and she'd be like, oh, honey, who did this? I'm like, no, I'm wrestling. She's like, tell the truth. Okay? I'm on your side. I'm like,
surely think no you would side. Let, you would no let side. Somebody yeah.
Is Andrew
you?
Beating
I go, Mitz. We didn't start dating until a year later. But, yeah.
The wax came early, right?
Somebody's like, he beat you up in those videos you do on Instagram. I'm like, he does not beat me up.
Because around those times in the early 2000s, he was recording like a... Like,
crazy.
Get out of my way, fuck face.
Because yeah. He was going through a divorce. Yeah, oh. And so he would change all the lighting in the Comedy Store. He was going crazy.
We had those big ass fucking... Pierre hats, bro.
the Elvis hat. Glasses.
Yes.
Huge glass, big ass hat, bro.
The Escalade days, white Escalade days.
The white Escalade, good job. Yeah, and the big Bronco. Yeah, the Bronco Buster. Yeah, he loved that.
Much of the horrible dice, but give him a dice, man, bro.
Whoop 32. I love you. No, I know.
Give him a donut.
Throw him down the drain.
No, that's not bad.
Because that show, that documentation ended up being the show on VH1, right?
Right. Yeah. Because that's what he would come in. You watch that show?
Yeah.
I was his fiance.
That was a good show.
I remember when he was all talking shit to the kid, Max. He's all, I don't want that kid over here, Max. He's creepy. Yeah.
But see, that's the thing about reality shows. Like, we pitched it a certain way, right? And then they come in, they're like, we want to do this. And they're like, Andrew's like, I'm never doing that. Like, and they made him do a lot of things he didn't want to do. I mean, he did it because, like I said, Hollywood left him for dead. But for the most part, he was like, this is not what we wanted to do. When they didn't re-up it, he was like, okay. Like, he gets happy when they don't pick up his show.
That was a good-ass show, though.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah. It was him being how he is, you know?
To an extent, yeah. But they were controlling him, and he's like, I want to do this. And then they were like, no. So that's what he's trying to do with these videos, the way he likes to do it. I don't know if it's going to work, but people like them.
Oh, dude, the dumb videos.
So how about when Rodrigo pays them? I don't think he was going to page him.
I wish we were filming that.
He pays him from another.
You went right to the gate. Yeah. But here's the thing. I book the travel a lot of times because Dice is like, you do it. You know what I like. I'm like, I hate this fucking job because if it's wrong, he flips out. So we'll get to a hotel and he'll be like, who picked this? I'm like, you did, you know, and then he leaves. He leaves. He'll tell people their hotel shit, and we walk out. And he's like, "I'm telling Howard Stern." I'm like, "What?"
Oh, wow.
Like, you crazy shit. Like, so when I book, I get panicked, and I booked, and I had a problem with the first class. So when they said Andrew, my heart fell 50 feet. I was like,
Andrew Clay Silverstein.
And then he's like, "I don't have a
seat." Look at my status.
He looked at me. He's like, I don't have a seat. If I don't have a seat, you're in trouble. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm like getting beat up as we're walking over there. And then when he found out it was you guys, he was like, those motherfuckers. Like, he still thinks about it.
Because you did Joey's podcast.
He said he's going to come out. He's,
okay, you're like, going to get it. You're not going to get it today. Maybe not tomorrow, but you're going to get it. Because I think what happened is, because he says he loves to prank people, and yeah, I love Dice.
He does.
But I was like,
bad.
You know. And he came up to us.
There was a lot of comics, too, hanging out, too. D.L. Hewley.
Oh, yeah, D.L. came up.
And what's his name? Was there Bob Purnell, the guy?
I didn't know that one.
No, there was I forgot his name. But so he comes up to us, but he's all like, wow.
These Mexicans are big today. It's like, what are they putting in the burritos? Fertilizer.
Did he say that?
No. Oh, but usually he comes, you know, he's the one that, like, you know, dice does the fucking.
Of course.
Right? Get
of
out
course.
The way. Yeah. This time, like, oh, wow. They get a little bigger up close, huh? I'm going to tell him something, though. He's fucking with a legend here.
His ex-wife was Mexican. Mexican,
Cuban,
Italian,
right?
And Jewish.
Oh, is that the original one, Trini?
No, she's Irish. Okay. That's old school. Yeah, that was the second wife. There was the first one. She was a farmer.
farmer.
Second one
farmer.
Was from Jersey.
Everybody between New York and L.A. is a farm.
That's what she was. I don't even know where she's from, but it's somewhere in the middle. And for like 2 weeks, she made him go to this farm, and that's where he gets all that material from.
Really? So that's
oh
where
my
it
God,
came
it
from.
Was so real.
Well, calling the people in Middle America farmers, because what's his name? David Letterman wouldn't put him on, so he called him a farmer, and he just went off on him for five minutes.
Well, Letterman's a dick.
Yeah. Hysterical.
Yeah, and Leno, too. They used to hold that power over these guys, and if you were any kind of like a lot of people are like, oh, you're dirty, just like Dice, you know, you tell dirty jokes. I'm like, who cares? I curse. I say a dirty thing. Why is that a problem? You know what I mean? They're like, no, we can't book you on our shows. I'm like, we know how to clean it up. We're not idiots.
No.
Yeah.
Like, we get our audience. We know what we're doing, you know? And they're like, no. But for years, they would fuck with him. Yeah, we're going to put you on. No, we're not going to put you on. You know, I forgot the guy's name, Jim McCauley, maybe, that used to book The Tonight Show. And he used to fuck with people like that. So he never got on. Kinison was never going to get on. He didn't. And when Kinison finally let him on, he asked for all his people to be on with him. And they did a skit. He was like, fuck you guys.
Howie Mandel talked about that, too. They wouldn't let him on. He tried like 8 or 9 times, and they kept saying no. And then the next time he was on, he was sitting on the couch as a guest. Like, he was like, I've never been on doing stand-up
like,
here.
You guys.
Yeah, he was like, and he said it there. He's like, I've never been on for stand-up here. Like, isn't it crazy?
They'll always do that to me. They're like, you're so dirty. Like, I won't take it anymore because I get pissed off. They made me showcase. They wouldn't let me be in JFL because I was too dirty. Then they were like, hey, we have a dirty show. You want to showcase for the dirty show? So I'm like, okay, so I'll showcase for the dirty show. They're like, you're not dirty enough. I'm like, you should all kill yourselves.
Hilarious.
I want you all to die. Yeah. Like, I was so mad. And then Andrew was like, fuck those things. Those festivals aren't real anyway. I'm like, okay, I'll go by your crazy laws, but. All right. I'll play the game. But it's true. And then, like, Nikki Glaser, who's a great friend of mine and funny comic, they can't put her out enough. And her show is called Bangin'. Like, the whole joke, I mean, the whole thing is about fucking. And I'm like, you don't get any dirtier than this. They can't stop putting her on Comedy Central.
She's
I'm
all
like,
over.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm glad. I'm just saying it's fucked up. It's like whatever they want.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, maybe I'm just too Caitlyn Jenner looking for them. I don't know. Nikki's hot, I guess. I'm not good at being a hot girl that's dirty mouth. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like today, you know, it's harder because they don't accept it. Somebody said last night, oh, I thought you're great. I thought you were just a potty mouth. I'm like, go fuck yourself. I guess that makes me a potty mouth, but whatever. You know what I mean? It's just too much. Like, I don't know. I hate the judgment. Do people? I mean, you're not a dirty comic, right?
But I see it like when a woman could be like dirty like her.
They don't like it.
But a guy will go, oh, she's too dirty. But dude, the last thing you had, the last feature you had was dirty.
Yeah.
Or
he was a dirty man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they don't care. They don't care to have a dirty
dude. Yeah.
They'd rather have a dirty guy go up before them or before a dirty chick.
Because it's like not ladylike in their eyes or something like that. Or?
Something ladylike's out the window.
It can't be dirty after she's dirty.
But they still have those old like mentalities, you know, where it's like,
yeah, but if a guy goes on before a guy, like he said, and the guy's dirty, why is that okay? But a girl, it's not acceptable. I don't know. It is a pain in the ass.
No,
I'm better at hitting people than arguing. I don't know how to use my words. But I have 6 brothers, so I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up not knowing I was a girl. Kind
you
of.
Were the you're the baby?
I'm number 8. There's 10 of us.
Damn.
There's 4 girls and 6 boys. And like, my mom had 4 boys in a row, and she was like praying for a little girl. And then I came out butcher than all of them. Like, throwing a football. I lost my tooth in I think I was in second or third grade playing football, and it got jammed up. It never grew back. And then when it did, it grew straight out and black.
Shit.
So that was gorgeous. Like, if people see pictures of me when I'm younger, they're like, did you have Down syndrome at one point? And I'm like, oh.
It went away. Oh, my God,
Beat Down.
It won't be case.
I'm the beater of Downs. I'm in the books.
Stronger than ever, girls.
It's so crazy. But, yeah, I mean, like, so I grew up rough like that, talking like that. Like, and they, like, when, here's the thing, when Dice and I broke up, no one took it harder than my brother Johnny. Like, he cried so hard that he wasn't going to be related to Dice.
I was going
to
be in the fucking family.
Wait a minute. So it's like awful. It's a terrible time. You know, I just lost Freddie. My grandma passed away. Like crazy shit. Like I'm going through crazy shit. I go to my brother Johnny's just to relax with his daughters and stuff, hang out, forget about life for a while. He goes, wait till you see this. And he puts on Dice Rules. I go, what are you doing? He goes, no, the impressions at the end. The girls love them. I'm like, we're not watching Dice Rules. I'm trying to hide here. Like, why?
And then you hear the background, 15,000 rhinestones on my leather jacket. Top of the world, ma.
As I'm like, this is ridiculous. And my brother's crying like, I can't believe he's not going to be my brother-in-law. What an idiot.
He was wearing a leather jacket, too.
Yeah.
A Dice jacket.
He hung it up in the closet all sad.
It had lights.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like, it's a good thing we're still friends or my brother would probably stop talking to me. Me and Andrew, I mean. You know what I mean? Like, he still gets excited. Like, hey, Uncle Dice is coming. I'm like, he's not their uncle. You got to let that go.
Uncle Dice.
So you guys started. So were you a comic? Oh, had you started God, comedy dude. When you guys broke up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was after. Right, it was after. 2007. Right, okay. Freddie passed 2005.
Five, yeah.
And so it was like a year and a half. It was February 2007. Yeah. So, but like I said, Freddie would always be like, you should be doing comedy. The comics at the store would always, you know, and even at the, when I was wrestling,
yeah.
The only reason they hired me, I'm scrawny. They're not like, oh, she's going to be killer. I would talk shit. That's all. So I would talk trash in the ring and they loved it. They were like, oh, this is great. So that's what I was hired for, you know? And then, so I was basically doing comedy even when I was doing that, but I didn't know. Like, I mean, I knew I was goofing, but I would never consider myself a stand-up because I respected it so much. I worked for Mitzi. I watched the best comics in the world come through there. You know what I mean? Like, we did Richard Pryor for a year, Robin Williams. I met every comic you could think of that came through and just worked out. Like, unbelievable. So when I started doing stand-up, it was a one-woman show talking about my crazy family. And then Dice came to see it, and he was like, you're doing stand-up, stupid. And he was with the girl that I hooked him up with, because that's my favorite thing to do when I break up with a guy is hook him up with a different girl. So they become somebody else's problem.
And that's pretty smart.
A sinister.
It's the best. Yeah. So, but he, yeah, so he was like, come on the road with me. And I did. 3 months in, the nerve of me to go on the road with Dice Clay. No material.
Damn, it must have been tough.
It was the worst. I got booed off stage
big
twice.
Ass crowds.
Twice.
Wow. In the East Coast?
East Coast. Cause
get off the stage already.
On the West Coast, our show was still on, the Dice Undisputed, the reality show on VH1. It was still on. And Andrew goes, just go out there. They're going to love you. They're going to know you from the show. You're going to be great. So when I went out, I heard somebody go, Eleanor. And I was like, ah. So all of a sudden, you're like a peacock.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh,
yeah. I'm famous, motherfucker. And I do like my little 7 minutes, whatever, that I prepared. And it went over great on the West Coast. We did two shows. Wells Fargo, it was like 2,500 seats or something like that.
Damn.
And then my first show, 3 months
that's
out. Yeah,
insane.
All right.
Yeah.
And then 1,100 the next night in Reading. Somewhere it was like a parking lot and then they turned it into a show and I'm like, this is insane. And the sound went out for hour. So by the time went on, I was rubbing Freddie Soto's picture. This is a great wheels moment because I was nervous and Andrew's like, if you don't want to go on, you don't have to go on. I'll still pay you. I'm like, no, I'm doing this, you know? And I'm rubbing Freddie's picture and Wheels came behind me and he goes, even he can't help you now. I was like, you motherfucker.
That's why I like the guy.
That's tough, man.
It was scary.
He can help you.
But, yeah, even he can't help you.
But
you
know? But he kept you on then.
But I went out. Right? Well, no, I went out. And I did okay that night. Dice went on. They were wasted by the time he got on. Some lady threw some a drink at him. There was a fight broke out. It was crazy. So then we go to the East Coast. And at this time, MySpace was big. They canceled the VH1 show. So we weren't on anymore. Dice was doing his MySpace story nonsense. And like just like Instagram, but whatever. But it was funny. But people, you know, kind of – he drew in this younger crowd. Yeah. So all these young kids were coming to see him. And it was the weirdest thing. And it was the Theater in the Round in Long Island, the Westbury. Have you ever done that one?
No.
It's like 20.
Oh, yeah, Westbury. Yes, I have.
Yeah, and
the lady there cooks
you
your food. The lady there who takes care of the crafts. And the
That's
craft
exactly
service,
what I was thinking
she
of.
Fucking food.
I believe you.
We told her, can we have fudge for the ice cream? I'll whip it up right now. And then she made fudge, dogs. And she put it over our ice
cream
like one
by one. Not like fake donuts like
other people. She grabbed more ice cream. And she poured it over like this, our bowls.
I wish she was there. I would have ate all my feelings that night. Because it was, I went out. Well, first he had two veteran comics go out, like that had been with him for a while.
Who?
They got booed, too.
Oh.
But not
Wheels.
Like, no, it was Don Jameson. They don't care. Don Jameson and this other guy, Eric McMahon. They didn't get booed. They did okay, but fights broke out.
They wanted to see Dice. That's it.
Exactly.
So they were like one of those
but then
audience.
They took an intermission.
Oh, that's the worst.
And
that's,
then put
that's
me
the
out
right there.
And Andrew was like, "You got to start dressing sexy on stage." And I'm like, "What?
Lift up that skirt."
Yeah, no, he's like, "Wear like short shorts and high boots. Show them your tough attitude." I'm like, "That's not my tough attitude. That's my genitals." Like,
wear some gloves with no.
Wear your wrestling outfit.
He's trying to make you die.
Right? I'm like, dude, I figured he knows about costuming. So we... I go out there.
But he's big glass.
And I had this cute little top on with a half bra. And I say I'm from Philly, right? And they go, boo, fuck Philly. The Eagles stink.
Right away,
the Philly stink. You know, they're sports nuts. So I'm fucking angry, right? And they don't know that I'm a crazy person that likes to fight. So they're like, boo. And I was like, they go, where's Dice? And I'm like, he's up my ass. You want to tickle his feet?
Oh.
And they went like, boo. Like got madder. Like I was shitting on Dice, face. And then my sister drove like 2 hours from Philly to see me. So I remember like I locked eyes with her and this crowd of people and she stood up and she was like, "What do you want to do? Want to fight this whole fucking audience? I'll start right here." Like I just remember her putting her arms up like, "What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, me and my sister are going to get in a fight with Long Island. Like, all of Long Island." And it just made me laugh. And then I
make some phone calls.
My bra slid down. So it looked like I had tumors on my stomach. They just kept booing. And I kept trying to do my act. And they were like, "No, bitch. I freaked out, but I got off. And then Andrew went on. He had the best set of his life because he was so mad. And then he didn't bring me out for about a year after that.
Oh, shit.
Because he was like, "See if you're serious about it." So I had a re-audition, if you will, a year later. But it took a lot. Like, that beating fucked me up. That was like, "You initiated me now, bitches.
That sounds crazy.
I'm going to run this gang. Watch." No. But it was that bad that I was that mad. Every time I go to Long Island, I go with, like, vengeance. I'm like, "I'm coming in, bitch." Like, I get mad. But it's great now. I still haven't been back to Westbury, but someday.
Those East Coast motherfuckers will eat
They're
you alive.
They're evil, yeah. Dog. Especially if you bring up sports, you forget.
Oh, yeah. Sports is
yeah.
That's all they care about. Like I said, when the Eagles won, my whole neighborhood went crazy. And then my mom came to see me perform, and I did a dirty joke, and she got mad at me. She made me go to church on Super Bowl Sunday. A mile from Eagle Stadium, and the one of the altar boys, the priest called him out, and he was like, "He's wearing a Patriots jersey under his altar boy uniform," and the whole church started booing him. I was like, "They're gonna kill this kid. This is great. It's a real church sacrifice."
Wow, that's crazy.
It's insane. Yeah, but I feel like LA, they don't get as passionate about the sports. I mean, I saw you crying, but
to
an extent.
We have a lot of sports teams here.
If they're not winning, they
leave
early.
Maybe that's what it is.
Why.
Oh, yeah, we leave early too, Philly. You always tell when the Eagles and the Phillies, like, you'll just pan up and they're like empty. You're like, "You idiots." Like,
if the Dodgers get 7 runs, like they're losing 7-0 by third inning, I'm gone by the fourth
inning. Really? Oh, so you're like, a fair weathered fan.
I started like watching, like, okay, that's like they're putting in pictures I never heard of now.
It's not fair weather. It's just also like I know the traffic's gonna suck coming right. out of here, yeah. and I can't even. And
most
and
people
with this
think
loss,
that.
I don't want to sit through a loss and have to drive home.
See, you got
to
be
that,
a hood
you know
rat.
I mean?
You got to just be able to walk home.
Dodger Stadium is not a walkable place. You walk
LA's
to that
not
far
a walkable
parking,
place.
Well, parts of it are. You used to walk a lot, Felipe, around yeah. LA.
Where?
Everywhere.
They didn't have a car.
He didn't have a car.
Oh,
so
I didn't have a car either.
The bicycle, yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember Freddie had this postal van that didn't go in reverse.
I remember that one.
And one time he got into an accident, and the guy was like, hey, can you back up? He's like, I can't.
That's crazy.
We were, like, pushing
bro. It. What's up, fool? You have Instagram?
Yeah. EJ Carrigan.
You know, a podcast, right?
I do the Comedy Store podcast. Yes, thank you for doing it. Yes, that was a fun one because my favorite thing he said, we were talking about this guy, Davey Wester, and he couldn't remember his name. And he goes, he's the guy that's like crooked. Yeah, he has.
That's David, bro.
Yeah, he's from Washington.
Yeah, he came to our show.
He has cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Yes,
he came, he's crooked.
He came to our show and I forgot.
He's great, Davey. He's been killing it. He's been really kicking ass on stage.
At Billiards in Westbury? No.
No.
In Richland?
No,
in
Washington.
Parlor Bar.
Parlor Bar.
In Bellevue.
Bellevue. Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Outside here? Of Seattle.
No, oh, outside of Seattle. Oh, yeah, that's where he's from. Okay, he's up there. Yeah, yeah. He's like a hillbilly. It's hysterical.
Yeah, when I was in Philly, who showed up? Brian...
Figaro.
Brian Figaro showed up. He's from Philly. And then... what's the name was going to show up to me, but he got fucked up the night before.
PJ?
PJ.
Yeah, he came to see me in Atlantic City, me, Andrew, and Roseanne.
He's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
that tour.
The Mr. and Mrs. America tour. That was killer.
And you did that one show, and I think where somebody plays baseball at? The Mets play. The Mets
We did Cyclone Stadium.
Oh, badass.
Yeah, with Dice. Yeah, that was killer. That's a Mets minor league ball club. Yeah.
You ever worried it was going to rain or not that day, huh?
Who told you that? Scott Montoya?
Because I was watching the show.
Because this is my favorite. Scott Montoya. Because
it was like, they showed a documentary and that everybody happened to see Dice. That it was like a coming home.
Yeah.
People are
it was in Brooklyn.
People are pumped, man. Like, it was like 40-year-old guy who never go out.
Never.
Are going to go out for the first time. And they're dressed like the last time they went out.
Yeah.
They had the medium of Manhattan here.
Yep.
The big, like, can I see the manager? Yeah.
Right.
And then they're talking. And you can hear, like, on the side, like, he's going to. The Dice man worried about everybody on the set worried about the rain.
Only person worried about it was Scott Montoya. Yeah. That's why I ask you because
you can hear it. Like I think you can feel the vibe, bro. About
right,
the rain.
Right. So it's pouring.
Mary Scott said, "Put the camera on the fucking clouds."
Yeah. Well, Scott was like, "Hey, should we cancel?" And I'm like, "Oh God, this is the East Coast, cuz they
start
come
a fucking riot.
Everybody had ponchos on. Like they came
I took 2 hour train.
Scott
for
was
this.
Nervous."
He didn't have a plan in case it rained?
No.
What's wrong with him?
That's so L.A. On the East Coast, we don't do that. We still come out.
Rugged.
Plan for rain.
Yeah, and it's open.
Yeah.
So it did stop raining like by the time we saw it. That was one of my favorite shows ever. My hair just looked shitty because it's so humid. And it got curly when it's raining. It looked wild. I remember one of those pictures right before my hair looked real nice. And then I was on stage and all of a sudden I looked like a Muppet. But I love that show. Did you go to it? No.
No, I saw it on TV.
Oh, you just saw it on TV. Yeah, because he put it in the beginning of the special, right? Yeah, for Showtime.
I remember I saw Will somewhere in an interview, bro, that were heckling him or doing something.
Naturally.
And he said he was part of Americana.
Americana.
He makes all kinds of shit up.
What is that word?
I know!
What is that word say is when you're part of... Oh, yeah. Hey, come on.
The fabric of America.
I'm part of pop culture.
Or pop culture, yeah.
No, he said I'm pop culture. I'll punch him right
I'm part of the pop culture because, you know, I hang out with Dice Man.
Does he do comedy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he's funny. I work with Wheels, and this fool bullshitted his way with
all day long. That's how he made it to
that's
this
original
late
Momo.
Life.
Original Momo.
With some woman.
Is Momo as bad as Wheels?
Momo as Wheels.
We talked about him sneaking in everywhere and getting in, stumbling into stuff.
He was sweet-talking his way to a better room with the lady from Guam, the cashier lady.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then he told, and then like, somebody, so he's Italian, first of all. Well, you've been on Sopranos. Yeah, there have been like 7 episodes. And he's lying to her. I kid you not, bro. He tore that up.
Oh, yeah.
Lie to her, brother.
I'm surprised he didn't say, I'm doing the spinoff, The Baritones, which is what he told Sebastian Maniscalco.
The Baritones.
That's what he did. God. Yeah. I mean, he was so nutty. Sebastian believed he told his parents. He's like, Wheels is going to get me on The Baritones. This is when Sebastian was new to comedy. The Baritones, bro.
That was before you could Google stuff, huh?
Dude, the shit we believed,
damn, yeah. That's the lies. That's
yeah, bro. They were going
I wish I was good at
they
lying.
They were going to spend up with Jimmy and Joy.
Bada bing.
Jimmy and Joy, the first one, not the second one.
When you're, oh, yeah, they're up to like, what, number 21 now, I think? Yeah, they used to put it on Craigslist. Hey, we're auditioning, and we wanted to submit Dom Irrera and Dice Clay just for fun, like to see if he would bring them in.
Oh, my God. That would have been comedy.
Yeah, because Dom never saw them, and they were up late night at the store, and they're doing their thing. And then he was like, he got Mike Favorman, and they went up as the Jewish team, Oy and Vey. And they just did the same thing, but all Jewish jokes.
Mazel tov.
It was great.
Dom Irrera from Philly, too, right?
Yeah, South Philly.
Yeah, dude.
South Philly and West Philly.
And Philly, what's the name, bro? Schubert.
Tubit, yeah. Tubit, Schubit, yeah, Northeast Philly.
You're doing magic right there in the corner with my father.
Hey, Ellen, I'm a magician. Jimmy, you're in my pants. Get away from me.
Sorry about that.
I love Tubit, Schubit. That's my boo.
What's up, fool? You have dates coming up?
We're in Detroit this weekend, the Andiamo, just one show with Dice. Then I'm going back to the East Coast. We'll be at the Stand in New York. I forgot Parks Casino maybe with Jimmy Schubert actually December 4th. Me and Jimmy are going to co-headline. I'm very excited about that. Two Philly kids just
shout out to Jimmy Schubert. He thought to open up for Russell Peters.
Give it 110%.
Yes, yes. And me and Dom Irrera doing Helium in Philly over Thanksgiving.
You some Dom, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow with the Dom today, but you know, I
send them what's out. Up, fool? I'm going to be in San Antonio next
give
week, October 26th, Tobin Center, second show at it. Be there. San Diego, California, November the 2nd at Humphreys by the Bay. If you can't get tickets to that show, rent a boat and watch it for the West Jordan, Utah. What's up, West Jordan, November 8th and 9th?
Actually, Jordan Landing. It shouldn't be West Jordan.
Okay, so. Jordan Landing's Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Oh, I look like it Wise up. Guys.
Modesto, California, November 15th at the Gallo Theater.
Ooh.
The Gallo Theater.
Yeah.
Bakersfield, California, November 16th, Fox Theater. Napa, California. Shout out to Steve Danner and his lady. They're going to show up. Uptown Theater, November 22nd. Seattle, Washington, November 23rd. Neptune Theater. Spokane, Washington, November 2nd at Bing Crosby Theater.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Andy Warhol Theater. The
Andy
fucking
Warhol
black.
Theater. Are you making stuff up?
The black fucking Negro League Hall of Fame Museum is there.
The museum.
Where?
Pittsburgh, California.
You said Andy.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What did he say? The Andy what?
Andy Warhol Museum is there.
Oh, okay.
I believe the theater, too.
November 2nd.
The theater, though.
November 29th through December 1st. Pittsburgh Improv. The new and improved Pittsburgh Improv, they fixed it up and then fired the guy who fixed it up.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's somewhere being the manager at a big fine restaurant like Chick-fil-A.
I hope he found something.
What's up, Martin Rizzo? Where you at, dog?
Tonight we're at the Paramount. I think we're going to TJ next month again.
I hope so.
November, yeah.
TJ, yeah.
I'm also coming to Portland, right?
No, December 13th, yes.
Which one?
Portland.
Revolution Hall.
It'll probably be me, Rodrigo.
That old school that's been renovated.
We don't even know, huh?
We don't have it booked yet. It's December.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think we're thinking of Mario.
Yeah, you'll go, bro. December 13th, yeah. Portland.
Yeah.
That's my after my birthday.
That's our anniversary week.
Yeah, man. And check out Viva Los Jokes on November 12th with Isaac Flaco Martinez on his comeback tour.
What?
Oh.
Good. Yeah, man.
So who's going to prop him up, bro?
His walker.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
You still at the Comedy Store, regular?
Yeah. I'll be there this whole weekend. No, wait. After Detroit, Thursday and Friday. I'm there tonight, Saturday and Sunday.
We saw Tom Papa and...
Tom Papa.
And...
Fortune.
Kira Sostalovich.
Oh, on the plane. On the plane, that's right. I was thinking about the
it was funny
like, that's a big difference.
Because I was doing my celebrity sightings, And then I saw Kira. I said, oh, they go Wonder Woman. But I knew it was Kira.
Oh, you knew right away it was Kira?
Yeah, and then, bro, check it out, man.
I love Kira.
We saw Tom Papa put on his hat. And nobody thought nobody recognized him. They thought he was Jim Pompa.
No.
He's like a clean version of Jim Pompa, bro.
Nobody has a head. Anyways. Like that.
I know, right?
That hat doesn't even fit. That's abuse what he does to that hat.
Jim Pompa?
Jim Pompa's head looks like you could just paint a wrestling mask on his head.
Yeah.
He said abuse.
He's like,
that's what it is.
Tom Papa was walking away, then this fool's all, so we got Sinatra over here.
Oh, bro. He was standing in line. He put a little black hat to the side.
Gene or a Tom?
Tom Papa. Oh, yeah. And then this fool's all, we got Sinatra over here. He's all, Sinatra.
Gene's hat goes to the side because it don't fit.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. Right. If his hat falls off, he turns into a snowman. Like
looks
Frosty.
Like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Give me some Dean Del Rey, bro.
Oh, bro, we're going to do it. It's going to be wild. Oh, shit, my neck.
Who's calling you right now, bro? Who's calling you right now?
Oh, Marin. Marin's calling.
Wow.
We're going to break down the stones.
You were opening up for Bill Burr?
Oh, man, it was wild. I can't talk about it. I signed a non-disclosure. Dane the motorcycle is never going to talk to me again.
Yeah, Dane was pissed when he found out about that.
I'm going to put you in a fucking headlock,
buddy. He was like, oh, yeah, Sarah. Sarah was like, oh, I heard you bought a motorcycle. Who told you that? Oh, Dean was just talking about Dean. He told you.
Oh.
Yeah, him and Dean went on a road trip to San Diego to buy motorcycles together.
He's the original Dell Racer.
And then talking about it, and then it all, oh, he was like, wait a minute, he's talking about the motorcycle purchase, what?
You're not supposed to talk about that?
It's a it's a bad one.
But then, that's the motorcycle that fucking Dean Del Rey hurt himself on, right?
How's he going to brag?
Pobrecito, I hope he's all right. He's all right.
Dean's great.
He's fine now. He was fucked up, bro.
And another comic saw him, Kevin Christie, saw him on the road randomly just driving when he got into that accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he stop?
Yeah, of course. He was like, is that Dean? And then he's like, no way. And then it was.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I mean.
German Dima passed me by when I broke down on the freeway, too.
But he didn't stop, though, huh?
No, bro. He left me a message. I hope Felipe, I swear to God, Felipe, I just thought I saw you on TV, on the road. Why are you calling me at home, bro?
He's calling you from Scott Montoya's, eh?
What's up, fool?
We gotta go. You gotta send us to man.
We didn't get to the hoarder, bro. Oh, we'll get back to it.
Next week.
Oh, oh shit.
Next week.
No, we got Eric coming sitting
in
next week.
Yeah, tune in 2 weeks, man. Martin Moreno talks about his mother-in-law ex-mother-in-law who didn't like Martin Moreno because
Martin Moreno.
You ain't that ugly.
Martin.
He didn't like Martin Rizzo.
Martin Rizzo.
Because he lived in his car.
Martin in my car? That's the opposite of being a hoarder.
That's what she thought, bro, when you guys spent New Year's Eve together
you
in the car.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cliffhanger for two.
Cliffhanger, man. She
we'll
like
get
a,
back to
she
it.
She had like a 10 different type of fucking TV guy from different countries, say, VHS.
Bicycles.
10 Lion Kings.
Felipe has to go get some.
What's up, fool? Thank you very much, Alan, for being a wonderful guest on a What's Up, Fool podcast. What's your Instagram again and your podcast?
Comedy Store Podcast, EJ Kerrigan, Eleanor Kerrigan, whatever. EJ.
What's up, fool? We didn't even get to that guy that used to go up on stage at the Comedy Store and then panhandle afterward. Smells.
Not Boom Chocolate?
Wasn't that Ukrainian dude?
Oh, that guy. You mean Wits. You mean Wits. With the finger. Yeah. But he changed his name to something else now. I know him as Wits.
Hey, remember fucking Speech Impairment, man.